So we've spoken a lot about mikvah and mayan, and we've spoken a lot about the differences between a mikvah and a mayan, and whether there's in-between categories. Along the way, we spoke about the shear of a mikvah and the shear of a mayan, and the requirement of our bun. So, we spoke about the din of zochlin and eshborin, water that is moving and water that is static. We spoke last week about the possibility that there are certain things that maybe aren't just a mikvah or a mayan, but they may, at least for some rishonim, be somewhere in between a mikvah and a mayan. A mikvah for certain halachas, a mayan for others, the status of a wave, the status of a small mayan with water on top of it, that we've spoken about. We're now shifting to the next major topic in the world of mikvahs, mayim she'uvim. The biggest problem we're going to have in constructing a mikvah is figuring out where the water is supposed to come from. Now, in a mayan, it's relatively clear where the water comes from. It's a natural spring. Although we'll see that the request of mayim she'uvim, relevant to maybe even the mucker, comes from a mayan. But where does the water come from in the mikvah? How exactly do you get mikvah water? So there is a psul in mikvahs. It's in Mishnayos and Maseches Mikvahs. It's in Gemaras in a bunch of different places, in Baba Basra and other contexts, that there is a psul called mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim is drawn water, water that you're going to draw. Now there are two classic cases of mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim is either water that you yourself place directly into a mikvah. Like I have a jacket that's sopping wet, and I go over the mikvah and I squeeze it out and put the water in directly through me. Or mayim comes in through me, i.e. I use a kli or put some sort of a vessel there to bring the water in. So if there's a kli that's sort of like bringing water in, that's also called mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim is pasul for a mikvah. However, how do you get mikvah water? So mikvah water has to come min hashamayim. You have to require geshem. It has to rain to be able to get your mikvah water, get your mikvah there. Now, that's obviously going to be a very important discussion. What we do nowadays, you need to have a mikvah that's going to be running, and lechora can only be running on rainwater because you live in a climate where there isn't always enough rainwater constantly coming. So one of the biggest discussions we're going to have about construction of mikvah later on is going to be, well, what exactly do we do to be able to have a good mikvah given this whole requirement of mayim she'uvim? Now, we're going to speak about a bunch of different questions relating to mayim she'uvim, drawn water. Water you put in a mikvah that comes either through you directly or you through a kli and not coming through rainwater. So that, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to speak about a bunch of different questions, but not all of them tonight. One question we'll speak about, which is very, very important, is how much mayim she'uvim can be in a mikvah before it makes the mikvah pasul. How much mayim she'uvim can be there? Is any mayim she'uvim should be pasul? What if I already have a kosher mikvah and I add mayim she'uvim on top of it? Is that going to be considered to be a problem? What if it's mostly mayim, it's mostly rainwater, and I add mayim she'uvim to make it into our bayim sa'a? Is that going to be okay? So we're going to see a lot of different questions, hopefully, as far as the different status, different portions of mayim she'uvim. It's a very, very critical sugya. But we're going to speak about tonight a very, very simple question, which is the whole psul of mayim she'uvim? Let's say you had a mikvah, and you filled up the mikvah with our bayim sa'a of drawn water. You just turn the sink on, and it comes in. It's drawn water. Is that psul a psul d'oraisa, or is that psul a psul d'rabana? Is that psul a psul d'oraisa, or psul d'rabana? We are going to speak about that issue tonight. We will also speak about one or two points as far as like lumdus and achronim about the nature of the psul and why that may matter. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll get into some of the more the details of mayim she'uvim and some of the ways that you could use mayim she'uvim potentially in the mikvah, some of the kulas that may be available that are going to be helpful for us. But let's begin as follows. There seems to be in Chazal mixed evidence whether mayim she'uvim is a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabanan. That much is relatively clear. The Gemara Chagiga and Daf Yud Aleph appears to quote one mucker. The Gemara darshan v'rachat es bisaro, you should wash your skin. B'mayim, and Chazal darshan b'mei mikvah. Rashi writes, b'mayim, that means mikvah water and not mayim she'uvim. You have to be tovel in mikvah water and not mayim she'uvim. So Rashi and Chagiga seems to point out one pasuk where we learn mayim she'uvim is not okay. Maybe it's even a din d'oraisa. Not only that, the Sifra in Parsha Shmini, in source number 3 on the sheet, in Parsha Tes, also learns that just as a ma'ayan is bidei shamayim, af mikvah bidei shamayim. Just as a Ma'ayan ain bo tfisas yidei adam, af mikva ain bo tfisas yidei adam. Just as a Ma'ayan is a natural spring. It comes from Ribono Shel Olam. So to a mikva requires natural water, rainwater, not water that we ourselves are going to bring in. So from the Sifra also, it sounds like we're learning from Pesukim, that there is a psul of mayim she'uvin that exists l'chora even on a d'oraisa level. However, there are a variety of mishnayos that seem to point out that maybe mayim she'uvim is only a psul d'rabanan. The Mishnah on Taros in Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin says elu sfeiko shetiru hachamim. If there's a suffik mayim she'uvim l'mikva, you have a suffik of mayim she'uvim in a mikva, we are mako. Why are we mako? There's a suffik, a shaila about mayim she'uvim. Why would we be mako? L'chora, because suffik derabanan l'kula. L'chora, that's why. The Mishnah Mikvah is a Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Also assumes like that we're going to be mako. It sounds like it's probably only a suffik derabanan. So we do have somewhat mixed evidence, at least in the Ma'amari Chazal, in terms of what exactly mayim she'uvim is. It's more of a psul d'orais to have drawn water or not. We are speaking right now of psul d'orais d'rabanan about a mikvah that would be entirely filled with mayim she'uvim. If it would only have a bit of mayim she'uvim, that'll be a different discussion for next week. But one which is entirely made of mayim she'uvim, there are mixed messages in Chazal exactly what its status is. What do the Rishonim hold? So there are two main shitos in Rishonim, what they hold. Now, if the question is d'orais or d'rabanan, so the two main questions will probably be either it is a psul d'oraisa or it is a psul d'rabbanan. That much we get, but we're going to have to pin things down a little bit further. The Radvaz has a, I think, somewhat well-known tshuva where he maintains that there are five shitos in Rishonim about whether mayim she'uvim is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, but we will try to give an overview of two main ones plus two additional ones. Rav Re'im, the Reshiva of Otniel, has a wonderfully organized discussion about this in the Sefer on Mikvaos. But let's begin as follows. There's a group of Rishonim that hold that Mayim She'uvim, if you had a mikvah entirely filled with Mayim She'uvim, that mikvah would be Pasal Doraisa. Who holds like that? So Rashi in Babakama and Daf Samech Zayin appears to hold that way. Because Rashi says, She'iva, Mayim She'uvim, when is it Pasal? Rashi says, Masha mikvah nifsal begimol lugin mayim she'uvim midrabananhu. Rashi says, if I only put in three lugin of mayim she'uvim, that's a psul drabanan. It sounds from Rashi, that we will see more why next week, why this is so meduyak, but if the mikvah would be entirely mayim she'uvim, that would be a psul doraisa. Rashi says, when the Gemara talks about mayim she'uvim being drabanan, that's when you only put in some mayim she'uvim, gimol lugin. But if you'd be entirely mayim she'uvim, that would be a psul d'oraisa. There is also the sheet of the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph. The Rashbam there also writes, when the Gemara initially has a discussion, maybe mayim she'uvim is d'oraisa, then maybe it's only d'rabanan, the Rashbam thinks really mayim she'uvim, if I have mikvah entirely filled with drawn water, that would be a psul d'oraisa. And that is also, as Tovos points out, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam as well holds that mayim she'uvim is a psul d'oraisa. Look at Tosfos, source number 5 on the sheet. Tosfos says, Rashbam v'Rabbeinu Tam, mifarshi d'kulo sha'uv havi d'oraisa. If you had a mikvah that was entirely mayim shuvim, entirely drawn water, you have a mikvah, you put the sink on, and suddenly it's all filled up, that would be a psul d'oraisa. Umeviim raya from the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim that we quoted before says, we learn mikvah ma mayam bidei shamayim af mikvah bidei shamayim. Nevertheless, there are Rishonim that hold that Mayim She'uvim is only Pasul Midrabanan. Mayim She'uvim is only Pasul Midrabanan. Which Rishonim hold Mayim She'uvim or Pasul only Midrabanan? So as the Radvaz points out, there are two main Rishonim associated with this Shita. One is the Shita of the Ri. The Ri, quoted in Tovos Derem Baba Basra, Ulari Nira Da Filu Kulo Sha'uv Dirabanan. Even if it's entirely Sha'uv, it's only a Psul Dirabanan. And that also appears to be the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Mikvos, the Rambam writes, "Bidivrei sofrim shamayim hashuvim psulim litvila." The Rambam invokes a very important phrase. The Rambam says, "Mayim shuvim is only midivrei sofrim." Midivrei sofrim is a phrase in the Rambam, which it's often not clear. I think the way that many pointed out, it is clear that sometimes the Rambam says "Mayim shuvim," says midivrei sofrim, and think it's do'oraisa. Most famously, the Rambam says an example, the Kesef Kiddushin. If you were Mekhtai's girl through a ring, that's made Divrei Sofrim. That's for sure Doraisa. There are also some Midivrei Sofrims, where it's pretty clear we're only considered to be Midrabanan. It's hard to figure out sometimes, the Rambam's Midivrei Sofrim, what exactly he means. In this particular context, the Pashtas, the way most of Nosei Kelim, I think, and Achronim learn the Rambam, that the Rambam here is understanding it's really only a Psul Dirabanan. It's only a Psul Dirabanan. He writes the Toras Kohanim is a Hekesh Midivrei Sofrim, meaning it's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta, he writes. It's not really considered to be the real din. So the Rambam and the Ri both hold that it is Pasul Midrabanan. It's Pasul Midrabanan. I'm going to make a quick point in brackets right now. If you get me on this, great. If not, that is totally, totally fine. Although the Rambam and the Ri both hold Pashtus, that the Psul of Mayim Shuvim, the Psul Durabanan, River Aim points out, I believe correctly so, that Yesh Lechalik Beinehem. That even though they're both Durabanan, we know that there may be different kinds of Durabanans, different kinds of Durabanans. According to the Ri, the Psul is only a Gezerah. It's a Gezerah Durabanan, that if we allow Mayim Shuvim, without getting into the details too much, people may end up thinking it's okay to be tovel just in a regular kli, which is not okay. It's some sort of an external kind of a gezerah. Mayim she'uvim was a gezerah up to a particular case, which we're not speaking about right now, because we're not up to that yet. But a particular case, just a plain gezerah, derabanan, all made up by the rabbanan, and not much more than that. The phrase midivrei sofrim, however, in the Rambam may imply more than just a regular gezerah derabanan. It may imply more than just a regular gezerah derabanan. Sometimes the phrase midivrei sofrim is used in the Rambam when it is on some level a Durabanan halacha, but it taps into some sort of a Doraisa type idea. There's some sort of a Doraisa type mitzias, some concept on a Doraisa level that some of this connects to or is connected to on some level. That was very, very vague for now. Ezra Hashem will be able to pin that down a little bit more. But is it, in general, in halacha, there are two kinds of Durabanan. There are Durabanan which are just plain gezeiras, and there are Durabanan that really sort of like tap into or are extensions on some level of Dine Doraisa that comes up in a bunch of different contexts by some Durabanans. What kind of Durabanan is it really? It's just its own unique idea or it's an extension of a Din Doraisa? So that may be similar here, even amongst those that think that it's only considered to be a Din Durabanan. What are the other two Shitas? So there's going to be a group of Rishonim that hold, sometimes if the water is all She'uvim, it's Doraisa. Sometimes if the water is all She'uvim, it's only a Psul Durabanan. There are two additional shitas, but Ezra Hashem wants to see the lumdas. Maybe next week we'll speak a little bit more about some of the details of this. But the Radvaz in source number 7 quotes in the name of the Ravid. He quotes the name of the Ravid. Now the Ravid himself inside sounds like the Ravid quotes this daya and rejects it. But they're already shown that nonetheless attributed to the Ravid. But again, the Ravid inside appears to not really embrace this shita. But the Ravid says it depends. It depends. If it's Mayim She'uvim that you, the person, put in directly, that would be Pasul Doraisa. If you would do it directly, that would be Pasul Midoraisa. However, if it will be filled up through a Kli, and you were passive, there happens to be a Kli there, and the water fills up through the Kli, there's a pipe that happens to bring it into the mikvah water, so that would be a Psul Dirabanan. That would be a Psul Dirabanan. So for the Ravid, it depends what kind of Mayim She'uvim. You put it in directly, that's a Psul Doraisa. If it comes by, it's through a Kli, so ideally it has to have the rainwater go directly into the mikvah. But if it comes through a Kli, so that's considered to be a Psul only Dirabanan. What the Ravid seems to hold, according to this Deya, is the primary yisod of Mayim She'uvim is that a mikvah has to be created through man being passive. It's a din in man being passive at the creation of this makom tahara. Therefore, because it's about man being passive, as if I'm passive and it comes to a kli, it really is kosher midoraisa. The only time it's really a problem is if I'm actively putting the water in, I'm placing the water in, that would be considered much more of a problem. What's called a kli? What's directly? Figure that out. But that's the Ravid shita. The fourth shita, which also splits it, is a shita of Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash. The Rash Mishans in his commentary on the Mishnayos, the Rash says the following: V'yesh misakasav d'she'uva al yedei kelim ha-mekablim tumma havi doraisa. Even within those a mayim she'uvim, which comes to a kli, Sometimes if it comes to a kli, it's doraisa. Sometimes if it comes to a kli, it's derabanan. Is the kli mekabel tumah or not? If it's the kind of kli which is mekabel tumah, so then it's a psul doraisa. But if you have a kli which is not mekabel tumah, now what kinds of kelim are mekabel tumah? What kinds of kelim are not mekabel tumah? Maybe in 2 years we'll learn kelim together and we'll have the opportunity to reflect upon that. But if it's a kli which is only mekabel tumah, which is not mekabel tumah, then it's not going to be able to be a psul doraisa. For the Rosh, it seems like the major issue is not man's passivity, but rather some shaychus to the world of tumah. Maybe. Who knows? Be that as it may, we have the following that we have seen thus far. We've seen like this. There is a din called mayim she'uvim, water that comes, stomp through a sink. Water that you stomp, place into a mikvah, is considered to be a pasul mikvah. And if it's all mayim she'uvim, if the whole thing is just filled up, like as could happen by mistake, a person comes in, they see the mikvah. They're cleaning the mikvah, and they see that the water is there. And the person says, you know what? I have a plan. So the person would take away all the mikvah, turn the sink back on, and fill it up. So now you have a shayla. Is that psul doraisa or psul derabanan to have mayim shuvim entirely? Psul doraisa, psul derabanan. Again, the psul exists whether you put the water in directly or it comes to a kli. What exactly is the machlokas? Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rashbam, it's psul doraisa. Ri and Rambam, psul derabanan. The Rivid depends. Is it coming through a kli and you're passive? It's kosher doraisa, only pasul midrabanan. If not, it's considered to be pasul midrabanan. For the Rosh Mishan, it depends. Is the kli that's bringing it considered to be pasul or not? The next part, again, we're introducing ideas, is really where the achronim go to town on the psul of mayim she'uvim. There are Baruch Ber, it's in the Birka Shmuel in Yevamos in Simen Chaf Aleph. But I put it here from the Chidushei V'Shi'uri with Baruch Ber on Mikvaos in Simen Beis. It's the same Torah. The reason why I put on the Chidushei V'Shi'uri with Baruch Ber as opposed to the Birka Shmuel is that the former is on Bar Ilan and therefore I was able to put it on without having to type it up. And the other is only in the Birka Shmuel and therefore I would have had to retype it. And it's pretty much the same content, at least to my reading of it. So let's and Salvechik Nereshimo Shi'urim in Brachos on Daf Chav Beis has an important discussion about it, as does the Torah Zraim and Trumos in Perek in Mishnah's Trumos, Perek Mishnah Vav. The Achronim have discussions about this. The primary question is as follows. If we go back to our issues, we know that when something is pasul in a mikvah, it could be a psul in different things. As an example, is it a psul? Rav Baruch Ber in the Achronim trying to figure out what exactly is the precise issue with Mayim She'uvim. So Rav Baruch Ber is the following chakira. Mayim she'uvin, is that water which is problematic? It's problematic water. Or is it possible, so argues Rav Baruch Ber, that it's not even, we're not even goraised as water in the mikvah. Just like fruit juice is not begeder water for a mikvah. So what's Mayim she'uvin? Mayim she'uvin is halachically viewed as, meaning halachic man sees Mayim she'uvin and doesn't even see Mayim in the mikvah. It's not even begeder water. Or it is water, just it's pasul water. Which is it? Why does this matter? Having to be connected to Kriyas HaTorah and other kinds of shayla based on a comment of Reb Chaim, which is very important, but the following. Says Reb Baruch Ber, you know, the halacha is that even though there's a machlokas, in Mayim She'uvim, pasul doraisa, pasul dorabanan, he says, afil asovrim duhumi doraisa, even if I hold that if it's entirely Mayim She'uvim, it's a psul doraisa, there is the following halacha. What if I have the majority of my arba'im sa'a? The majority of my arba'im sa'a are regular kosher water. Bidei shamayim. Can I add mayim she'uvim to make it 40 sa'a? So I have 37 sa'as worth of bidei shamayim, water entirely kosher. Can I be mashlim the arba'im sa'a ayadei mayim she'uvim? Sedra of Baruch Ber, the halacha is yes. The halacha is you're allowed to do so. Says Rav Baruch Ber, you know what I just learned? If you understood that Mayim She'uvim does not even register as water, so there's no way it could add on top of the first 37 to become 40 sa'as. It isn't, I'm not even goris it as being water. But if I understand that it's water, but it's problematic water, it's possible to argue that the water is only problematic water if it's on its own, or if it's the majority of it. But if I already have 37 saws of water, and all I need is lehashlim es hashir, so it's still begeder water. So it says it's begeder water. That's considered to be sufficient to... Now, is it so obvious that it needed to be the case? No. But says Baruch Ber, that is the din, and there's no way if we weren't even goris it as being water, that it would be good enough. So Baruch Ber, in that sense, is being done, the particular question, is mayim she'uvim, is the psul, that it's not even begeder mayim, it's like fruit juice. It's like coffee, assuming that that's not begeder mayim, that you'd be pouring in. Or it's like a smoothie, a mango mix from Rebar. It's not begeder water, lechol hadeyos. So is that what it is? Or alternatively, is it water but problematic water? The fact that you could use it to be mashlim, the Arbaim Sa'ah, he thinks is why it's probably begeder good water. He assumes it wasn't even cold water at all. There's no way it could be mashlim it. That's part of a larger discussion about Bittel. He doesn't reference it and relate to a comment of the Onig Yontif, a Rashi, Thomas Machlokes, Mitzach Zvachim. Discussions about that are somewhat well known when you learn some of the Bittel Sugyas. That is the perspective of Reb Baruch Ber. So that we'll have to learn when we learn more about the Shirim of it. Sounds like that's the din. Salvechik has an additional question, which is a question actually similar to one that we saw earlier. There are some psulim, you remember we saw about the psul of Mem Sa'ah. Has to be 40 Sa'ah. Is that a psul in the Chaloshe Mikvah? Is a psul in the Mikvah? Or is it a psul in the Maisa Tvila? It's a psul in Maisa Tvila, meaning some things are not even together in Mikvah. Some things maybe are a Mikvah, but they're not a Maisa Tvila. To be a Maisa Tvila, it has to be a certain size. So maybe it's a Mikvah and I could put in for Tvila's Kalim, it'd be okay. But it's not for me a Maisa Tvila, it'd be more problematic. So Salvechik has an amazingly sharp insight in a direction we probably wouldn't have thought of. The Rav says, which is it? It's not even a mikvah, okay? Is it a psul in the Maisa Tvila? So the Rav notes that there is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Beis. We saw that earlier, that there are a variety of reasons why a person would go to the mikvah. You would go to the mikvah because you were Tamei Meis. A person could go to the mikvah because there's, again, certain kinds of tumma that's going to remove. A ger goes to the mikvah. A woman who's in need that goes to the mikvah. There are people that go to a mikvah. There was the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Beis tells, the takana of Ezra. Ezra's takana was that a Baal Keri, a man who has a seminal mission, that a Baal Keri should go to the mikvah before certain acts of Dvarim Shebekdusha, of learning, davening, potentially, some things like that. That a person should go to the mikvah. But that is a much more makil kind of a tvila. It's a takana of Ezra. It is not a din d'oraisa, most certainly. Bizman hazeh, most are not even makbid on takanas Ezra. There is, I believe, a comment of the Or B'Shemesh in Parshas Emor, one of the great Talmidim of the Chosef Lublin and others, that there is such a mahalach out there. But generally speaking, most are not machmir at all. For tvilas Ezra, if they become a balkeri, they're not makbid to go to the mikvah before they learn or things like that at all. That's a discussion. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chavez tells us that le'inyan, tvilas Ezra, it is possible that Mayim She'uvim would be okay. Mayim She'uvim would maybe be okay for Tvilas Ezra. Ask to Salvatric, why would that be? Why would that be? So the Rav offers actually a very interesting Svara. Says the Rav as follows. It must be. What do you require for Tevilas Ezra? So the Rav argues for Tevilas Ezra, you actually don't need an entirely kosher mikvah. Tevilas Ezra, Ezra's takana was that you have to engage in a Maisa Tevila. In a Maisa Tevila. But you don't require a perfectly kosher Cheftza Shal Mikvah. Says the Rav, Mayim She'uvim is a psul in the Cheftza Shal Mikvah. It's a psul in the Cheftza Shal Mikvah. It is not entirely a kosher mikvah. But, lemaisa, if you are tovel in mayim shuvim, it is called a maisa tevila. It's called a maisa tevila. Why is it called maisa tevila? Because anything which has an arbaim sa'ah of water, what is Ezra misakein? V'svirile lahachman da'amar, she'ezra tikein, de'balkeri tzarech litvel, b'maisa tevila. avolot tzarech litvol b'mikvah k'shera. A wild idea. You could have something which is not a kosher mikvah, but if I go in it, it's called a maisa tvila. And maybe tvilas Ezra only requires that. That may relate to a question, which is, do men's mikvahs need to have the same standards as women's mikvahs? When a woman goes to a mikvah, so she needs not only a maisa tvila, but a woman who's in need that needs a kosher mikvah. But a man who goes to a mikvah, to figure out if he's only going to mikvah for Tevilas Ezra purposes, maybe even if it's Mayim She'uvin, so it's not a kosher mikvah, and maybe if he wanted to go into Har HaBayis to be a problem, if he were a ger, it'd be a problem, if he's trying to convert, it'd be a problem, but if it's just about Tevilas Ezra, like many people may go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, just because of Tevilas Ezra, certain extra chumrah, so then maybe it wouldn't have to really be a kosher mikvah. Maybe that would be sufficient. Maybe that'd be good enough. Mayim, she'uvin, maybe it's still called a maisa tvila and you're entirely good to go. So we saw tonight is really as follows. There is a psul called mayim she'uvin, drawn water in a mikvah. We spoke tonight, if the mikvah is entirely filled with mayim she'uvin, what is its status? If it's entirely filled with mayim she'uvin, what is its status? Doraisa or durabanan or something in between. Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Re or Rabbeinu Tam, Rashbam, and Rashi against the Re and the Rambam with the Rav and Rashi in the middle. And then we had the question, which would be very, very important. The reason why it's going to be important understanding why it's pasul, a din in the Mayim, a din in the Chetz Shel Mikvah, is there still a Maisa Tvila? It's going to, all that lundus is going to be very important for figuring out a lot of the other cases. How can I kasher my Mayim She'uvin? Is there anything I could do to make Mayim She'uvin better? The more that it's not even water, the harder time you're going to have. The more that it could be part of a Maisa Tvila, so maybe you'll have a bit of an easier time figuring out what it's going to be. But with the piece that's up together a little bit to see what would be the halachas if it's not all Mayim She'uvin, but only part of it's Mayim She'uvin. But Mayim She'uvin is going to be such a critically important halacha because of mikvahs. It's one thing to wait for rainwater once to get some rainwater, but what do I do in order to make sure that it's really going to be entirely, good all around?